Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday. Coming up, my conversation with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. Much to talk about this morning, and that conversation will begin, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Toilet running? Faucet dripping? Zimmerman & Company True Value is the place for expert advice and all the plumbing supplies you need. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
Well, a lot of people seem to be having some plumbing issues, and we have basically anything needed to repair any plumbing problem you may have. And we also have the advice that will be able to help you be confident to fix the problem that's existing.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 17th of January. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Chessman, your host, and joining me this morning is Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. Sheriff, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin, as we always do when you come in. Recap any crimes, trends you're seeing that have happened recently.
Well, you know, one of the probably more prevalent cases that we've been working of late, I have our detectives working on it, is we had a riot in the jail back about 3 weeks ago. Inmates were upset because they didn't get their commissary, which gives them the ability to purchase like coffee or top ramen. But because of staffing and whatnot, and on the kitchen side of the jail, commissary was not provided that particular day. So there were several inmates that got upset, started a little mini riot in one of our larger dorms, so we had to call in resources, regain control of that dorm, and start working on a case to present to the prosecutor for riot and those type of behaviors. And so, oddly enough, the main perpetrators involved in that incident didn't even have any money on their books to be able to buy commissary, but they were the ones that were really pushing those that did in that direction. And so we were able to get some uninvolved individuals out of there before our TERT team went in to take control of it, and everything went down pretty good without incident, no injuries to anyone, etc. And so, you know, that's probably been consuming our detectives' time quite a bit. Lots of interviews to do, lots of information to provide to the DA and whatnot. Other than that, you know, we continue to get the public calling in regarding these various scams. One that seems to be really prevalent right now is that you have failed to show up for federal court as a juror, and so the judge has issued a warrant for your arrest, but rest assured you can take care of this over the phone. Just simply go down and get a prepaid Visa card and call us with the numbers, et cetera. And again, you know, I say it on the air all the time. We do not call people. Law enforcement from any agency, whether it's federal, state, or local, will not call you and let you know that there's a warrant. And in addition to that, we will never ask for you to post bail over the phone. And so, at any rate, those seem to be the prevalent ones. Of course, we continue to get the porch pirating and whatnot around the county. I see various things posted at various locations where we've got pictures of individuals, and we work on just trying to identify those individuals.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And do we continue to see people with behavioral issues being jailed with the lack of treatment facilities that are available?
Oh, yeah. It's going to continue to be a problem. You know, I've said this numerous times that really the whole mental health system needs to be tore down to the frame. We need to visualize what the outcome should be, what it should look like, and then make sure that we're changing some legislation that allow us to reach our goal. In addition to that, the funding that needs to come along with it needs to be there as well. You know, there's a lot of efforts on everyone's part. I'm very pleased with our relationship with Community Counseling Solutions. They've been very responsive to law enforcement and our needs and getting these individuals. So the area where I feel even more concerned than our jail that sees a high number of these individuals coming in on a daily basis is our local hospitals. Some of these individuals are placed there by law enforcement and CCS, and you know, they could be there for weeks on end. And as they're looking for a solution or looking for placement, and it can be very, very challenging. It's going to continue to be a challenge, and it seems to be just continually amplified. Because not only do you have, you know, and you don't know what it is. You don't know if it's a drug-induced psychosis or if the mental health issue was there before the drug issue was there. And so,
or both.
Yeah. And so many times that's what we experience, and we see it in our jail almost every day. You know, agency XYZ brings in individual that's in crisis, but also under the influence of something. And that's what is really nice about the program that Community Counseling Solution has, is they can address both. Before, it was the finger pointing. You know, we can't do anything about the mental health issue until the addiction issue is under control. And then the mental health side saying, well, we can't do anything with the mental health side until the addiction issue is resolved. And so, we're in an environment now where both of those lanes are being covered by the same entity, some of the same counselors and whatnot, and it's been very beneficial, this relationship that we have, and it continues to grow, expand, and I just hope one day that we actually can meet, you know, what I visualize anyway is an ideal location to support that population outside of a county jail or an emergency room. And so we're going to continue to work in that direction and see what comes of it.
Well, that brings me to my next question. Is there sufficient funding for jails to deal with mental health issues?
No, and there's not funding, nor is there the expertise. We can, a lot of our corrections officers have training in crisis sort of identifying, crisis management. But at the end of the day, we don't have the tools in our toolbox to really be able to address that. And so that's why that partnership with Community Counseling Solution is very important, in that we can bring them in, they can do their evaluations and try to make some determinations, see if we can get some the individuals to volunteer to taking some mental health medication that will help maybe put a lid on their psychosis at the time, whatever they're suffering with, and then try to create try to get them to a stable point. And that's the end goal, and that's why we did what we did with our jail regarding the construction, was try to create an environment where we could safely house those individuals while at the same time have this other area working in the background to try to stabilize those individuals so they can either be released to general population or some community resources available to them to get them even further down the path of recovery.
Well, I'm talking this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. We're going to take a break, come back, continue our conversation right after this.
We must fight fog.
Fight the what?
Fat oil and grease, fog, need to stay out of our drains.
Why?
Fog down the drain can build up over time, cause expensive sewer backup to your home or natural water line, and you're responsible for the expense.
Oh, so fight the fog.
Yes. Always pour a cooled fog in the garbage, absorb excess with paper towels, and have sink strainers to catch the remaining food waste. This message brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
Golfers, now is the time to purchase your annual golf membership to the golf course at Birch Creek or Wild Horse Golf Course. Join before February 28th and save 10% on your golf membership, which includes unlimited golf, advanced tee time preference, plus discounts on cart fees, range balls, merchandise, and more. Get your golf membership now at the golf course at Birch Creek or Wild Horse Golf Course in Pendleton and save 10%.
Winter weather and extreme cold can mean problems for your pipes. When daytime temperatures are 32 degrees or lower, leave cold water slowly dripping from a faucet to keep water moving. If a sink is against an outside wall, insulate the wall and open cabinets to let warm air reach the pipes. Outside your home, clear out and shut down underground sprinklers, cover faucets, and disconnect hoses. Be proactive and prevent the misery and expense of frozen water pipes. This message from the City of Pendleton.
Now that cold weather is here, Burns Mortuary of Pendleton would like to remind you to check on elderly loved ones, friends, and neighbors. A visit and a warm drink can go a long way in making sure they're okay in these chilly days. This friendly winter reminder is brought to you by Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, helping families cope with the loss of a loved one for over 90 years.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Terry Rowan, Umatilla County Sheriff. And Sheriff, the court battles over Measure 114 continue. What's your take on what's happening in both the state and federal courts?
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, when you get information that the federal judge that made that initial ruling that a portion of it could come into play and be implemented right away, which was the 10-round magazine and the closing the Charleston loophole, that those should be implemented as soon as possible. And then she put a stay on the actual permitting process until March. And I think that was because the Oregon State Police indicated that they wouldn't have their system up and running, the permitting system up and running, until end of March. And then on the other side of the coin, you have the Harney County judge that put a stay on the entire process. And so I think that there's a hearing coming up, and I know that the state has requested that the Oregon Supreme Court hear the Harney County case and make a ruling on that. So there's a lot of moving parts to it. I know that there's five different entities that have filed Second Amendment rights issue relating to it. Four of those entities have been enjoined into one case. And so there's a lot of high, you know, speed attorneys that are involved in the four entities that are really battling this out. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to end up going to the Supreme Court and be determined to be a violation of the Second Amendment. As I've said here on the air, when you have to start paying for a right that's in our Constitution, and it is no longer a right. And so they're trying to flip it upside down here and create something different. Now, everybody gets we need to reduce gun violence, but is this really the mechanism by which to do that? And again, I think it goes right back to the mental health side of the equation. That's where our focus should be, is in that arena, not in, basically making criminals out of our citizens or law-abiding citizens for their mere them wanting to enjoy their Second Amendment right. And so there's going to be a lot of this back and forth stuff for quite a while, I have a feeling. What I want to make sure and do here locally is make sure that we have everything that we need to not stand in the way of somebody being able to purchase a firearm. So we're creating our processes and programs to meet the training requirements that's outlined in the measure, as well as be able to be that permitting agency. And so when it does, if a switch is flipped and we have to go in that direction, at least we'll be prepared, so we're not stalling anyone's right to get the permit, purchase firearms, etc.
And speaking of the permitting process, do you think a permitting process with training is feasible for the Oregon State Police to establish by March?
Their requirement is to put the systems in place, the permitting system. The training aspect is on all of us local agencies, myself, the Sheriff's Office, Pendleton PD, Hermiston, Umatilla, et cetera. And so we're the ones that are supposed to be the permitting agency. And so we'll do the administrative side of it, getting all the documentation, making sure that the individuals are meeting the training requirements. And then from there, it's shipped to Oregon State Police, and then they issue the permit. And so it's going to be challenging for them. I think even March is sort of a lofty idea. When you're talking about creating entire programs in a short amount of time, it's a recipe for disaster, in my opinion.
All right. Talking this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. We're going to take another break. Back with more after this.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
It might be a little tricky to fly in and out of Walla Walla right now with the Alaska Air flight schedule change. But if you like to sleep in and have a relaxing morning before your flight, you will love the midday flight time. You will still have good flight connections at SeaTac for wherever your journey takes you. So, purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need a little more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Angela Baum on how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped her.
My pain started with arthritis in both knees. At first, you could take care of it, and then it became a constant pain. I chose ozone therapy because it was less invasive than other treatments. I definitely have less inflammation in both knees and my lower back, and I have no pain in my back after treatment 3.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Heritage Station Museum is closed for the season, but you can still support the Umatilla County Historical Society in many ways. Shop at the Community Thrift Shop on Court Street, where all proceeds benefit UCHS. Or visit heritagestationmuseum.org, and you can become a member, even make a donation right through the website. Follow Heritage Station Museum on Facebook and Instagram for the spring opening date and for upcoming events. Heritage Station Museum, telling the story.
Pendleton Original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour. And now back to your host on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
back on a Tuesday with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And Sheriff, how is the jail remodel coming?
It's coming really well. Last week, they did a walkthrough punch list on the hard construction, I guess you could say, where, you know, most of the actual construction is done. Now it's more of the finish work that, you know, running all of the various video cables, the low voltage stuff for door controls and whatnot. And we're anticipating by the end of February, the project will be complete. We have had a few change orders in the mix where we've asked to add additional cameras in certain locations. There will be some stuff that will probably come in the spring, like some exterior paint. But most all of this stuff in-house is getting there. So we just look forward to be able to go back to regular operations. Right now, we're operating at a reduced population, trying to hold that line down, because you have to keep in mind there for several months at the beginning of this construction, many of the areas, like our booking area, was completely unsecure. So there was no way that law enforcement could bring an individual in, and, you know, because there were walls open, doors open, things, I mean, block walls taken out and whatnot. So it's been challenging. We had to set up a temporary booking area to be able to secure these individuals as we do go through our processes every day. So,
has it been busy for search and rescue this winter?
You know, it hasn't been overly busy. They have had a number of call outs, some really high profile type stuff, like the individual that was up in Tiger Canyon. That was a really steep, a lot of snow type of an event, and the individual was injured. So it, you know, we were able to get to him, get him safely out, and then into medical treatment from there. And so, otherwise, you know, we get calls from time to time now. And at the end of the day, what we learn is that that the individuals, either a family member found them, or they made it back to camp, whatever the case may be.
And how is working with your next budget going?
I think fairly well. You know, we've put in several pretty significant ask, I guess you can say. One of the things that we've identified as a tool in the tool chest is a snowcat, so we can get into some of those really snowy areas and safely get our resources to the area, number one, and number two, start a process of getting people out if we need to. Like, we had the significant storm last year where we had several individuals stuck in snowbanks, etc., and we had to rely on other individuals with, you know, I think it was the four-wheel drive club that came out and helped us out with these really hijacked up pickups and whatnot that were able to go out. We just coordinated with them as they're going into those areas and pulling those individuals out, not their vehicles, but the individual folks. And so that was a big ask. We're asking for additional technology in this budget cycle and additional staffing, and we're asking for some positions to be reclassified. And so right now, you know, our budget for this fiscal year is about $18.8 million. Our ask coming into the 23-24 fiscal year is going to be close to $21 million. And so a big change. I think that there's general fund support there for the ask that we've made, and we'll just see where it all shakes out in the end.
Are you hearing anything from Salem as the new session convenes today that has you either concerned or excited?
Oh, there, I'm always concerned. You know, last week I was at a conference. It was a sort of a joint conference between Oregon Association of Chiefs of Police and Oregon State Sheriff's Association. We had a legislative update, and we're told that there's already about 1,800 bills being dropped or legislative concepts being dropped, and there could be hundreds more by the time it's all said and done. It is a long session, so it will go for 180 days or 6 months until the end of June, and we're going to just have to be paying attention every step of the way. One of the things that we're asking for is, you know, over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of police reform type of bills and law changes in that regard. And some of them we're still not able to fully implement. And we're asking legislation, no more police reform. Let's get this. The bills, we're working diligently to try to implement all of the requirements of the bills, and let's move on from there. And hopefully, you know, with our relationships with the legislators, I'm very hopeful that that will happen. But otherwise, we're going to be paying attention. We have folks closely watching the various bills as they come out, and if we need to testify or reach out to our legislators to kind of persuade them in a direction, then we'll certainly do that.
What are your thoughts when you see people being pardoned by the governor or being allowed new trials because of the Supreme Court ruling on non-unanimous jury verdicts?
Well, I think everybody was misled on that, and they left out a portion of the legislative concept because it was supposed to be all cases from that point forward, not going back in history and sort of bringing these cases back out of the files, out of the archives, because some of those convictions go back years and years and years. And so it is very challenging. It's really challenging for our DA, but it's challenging for us as well, because those individuals will come out of the prison system back into the local jurisdiction. So that means that we'll have to house them as they prepare to actually give them, sort of do a reset and give them a whole new trial. And so I don't think that that was ever the intention of the law change there. We have to live with it now.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time this morning, going through all these things, talking this morning with Terry Rowan, Umatilla County Sheriff. I always appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right. And that's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a great day.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.